This morning we have, first of all, let me say I'm glad to be back with you. I've been away for a couple of weeks. I spent a week of study leave at Princeton Seminary, which is where I attended seminary for 3 years. Georgia and I lived there and enjoyed living in Princeton, New Jersey very much. And I was there for a writer's seminar, the Frederick Buechner Writer's Seminar, and I was there through Friday, came back through Richmond, and then spent the next week spending time discerning and reading, going through notes, reading a number of books that I had bought there, and will be doing that for a time. But all the while I've thought of you all and prayed for you, and this church at this juncture is at an important place, and heeding what Christine is telling us, I think, is important about spiritual gifts. There are surveys out there. There are two different kinds. And if you want to use those to discern your spiritual gifts, you may. You don't have to. For example, some in our praise team have already identified their gifts are song and music and worship and music. You may already know what your spiritual gifts are. But it will be helpful to the leaders of our church for you to put your lovely mug on camera and put it up on the wall out there so that our leaders can begin to see just where our gifts lie. If we don't have any sense of who plays what role, of who wants to do certain things, then we're not sure how we can serve in this world. This is a bit of a different approach than simply identifying a need and then everybody let's go for that. So beginning to hear where you are, what your gifts are, is vitally important for the leaders of our church to direct us. So enough of that. I'm delighted to be back with you and want to join you now as we open ourselves to God's Word. We're reading from Psalm 9 and also from Mark 4. And so let's pray that the Spirit of God would open all of us to the Word, to the truth, to the wisdom that we have in you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we're grateful this day for this place, for this quiet worship center, for the music of our praise band, and for the tradition of coming before you and being forgiven sin and knowing that in Christ we are one. We ask your blessing now upon the reading of your word. Guide us as we share from Psalm 9 and from Mark 4. Help us to hear your truth and apply it to our lives so that we may be a people who experience your abundance, your unique abundance in Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to begin by reading the first line, and then I invite you to read the next line. And so by that I mean I'll begin with verse 9, you follow with verse 10. I'll read the odd verses, you follow along. If Jimmy and Tim can help us move this psalm, then we'll do a shared reading. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble.
And those who know your name, put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the peoples.
For he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He has not created a cry.
Obviously. Be gracious to me, O Lord,